Week 11, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples, let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war, princes will make their way from Egypt, Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel, his might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. I will listen to what the Lord has to say. He speaks of peace for his people. A reading from the book of Judges, chapter 6. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed over Israel. And because of Midian, the people of Israel made for themselves the dens which are in the mountains, and the caves, and the strongholds. For whenever the Israelites put in seed, the Midianites, and the Amalekites, and the people of the east, would come up and attack them. They would encamp against them, and destroy the produce of the land as far as the neighbourhood of Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, and no sheep, or ox, or ass. For they would come up with their cattle and their tents, coming like locusts for number. Both they and their camels could not be counted, so that they wasted the land as they came in. And Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the people of Israel cried for help to the Lord. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valour. And Gideon said to him, Pray, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this befallen us? And where are all his wonderful deeds, which our fathers recounted to us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has cast us off, and given us into the hand of Midian. And the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours, and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you? And he said to him, Pray, Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. And the Lord said to him, But I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. And he said to him, If now I have found favor with you, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Do not depart from me here, I pray you, until I come to you, and bring out my present, and set it before you. And he said, I will stay till you return. So Gideon went into his house and prepared a kid and unleavened cakes from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and the broth he put in a pot, and brought them to him under the oak, and presented them. And the angel of God said to him, Take the meat and the unleavened cakes, and put them on this rock, and pour the broth over them. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out the tip of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes. And there sprang up fire from the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for I have now seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, The Lord is Peace. Responsory from Isaiah 45. I am the Lord who calls you by name for the sake of Jacob my servant and Israel my chosen one. Go in your might and deliver Israel. I will strengthen you so that all men may know that I am the Lord, there is no other. Go in your might and deliver Israel. A reading from the treatise of St. Cyprian on the Lord's Prayer. How merciful the Lord Jesus is towards us, how abundantly kind and good. He permits us, when praying in the sight of God, to call God our Father, and to be called sons of God, even as Christ is Son of God. Not one of us would dare to use that name in prayer, had not he himself allowed us to pray in that way. We must remember then, dearest brothers, we must realize that when we call God Father, we ought to act like sons of God, so that as we are pleased to have God as our Father, so he will be pleased with us. We should live as temples of God, so that men may see that God dwells in us. Our conduct must not be unworthy of the Spirit, but since we have set out to be spiritual and heavenly beings, let us have only spiritual and heavenly thoughts and actions. For the Lord God himself has said, I will glorify those who glorify me. Those who despise me will be despised. The blessed apostle has likewise declared in his letter, You are not your own. You have been bought at a great price. Glorify and bear God in your body. Then we go on to say, Hallowed be thy name. We are not asking that God be made holy by our prayers. We are asking, rather, that his holiness should shine in us. By whom could God be sanctified, anyway, since it is he himself who sanctifies? But seeing that he has said himself, "Be holy as I am holy," it is our earnest petition that we, who have been made holy in baptism, may continue in what we have begun. And we ask this every day. We do need to be made holy every day, so that as we sin daily, we may wash away our sins by being continually made holy. The Apostle declares the kind of holiness that God in his good pleasure bestows on us when he says, quote, "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor catamites, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor swindlers, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, and you were justified. You were sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." End of quote. He says that we have been made holy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. We pray that this holiness may remain in us, and because our Lord and Judge warned the man he had healed and restored to life to sin no more, lest worse befall him, we pray ceaselessly, asking by day and by night that we be preserved by God's protection in the holiness and newness of life given by his grace. A responsory from Ezekiel 36. "I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, I will sprinkle clean water over you, and I will give you a new heart. I will put my spirit into you, so that you may obey my commandments, keep my laws, and live by them. You shall make yourselves holy, and keep yourselves holy, because I am holy. I will put my spirit into you, so that you may obey my commands, keep my laws, and live by them." Let us pray. Lord God, strength of those who hope in you, support us in our prayer, because we are weak and can do nothing without you. Give us always the help of your grace, so that in fulfilling your commandments we may please you in all we desire and do. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.